Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump said he represented the citizens of Pittsburgh, that's a U.S. city, not Paris, when he announced the U.S. withdrawal from the historic climate agreement signed in the French capital. Meantime, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt says Mr. Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris climate deal was courageous.
Exiting Paris does not mean disengagement. In fact, the president said yesterday that Paris represents a bad deal for this country. It doesn't mean that we're not going to continue the discussion. To export our innovation, to export our technology to the rest of the world, to demonstrate how we do it better here is, I think, a very important message to send.
Pruitt did not respond directly to a question about whether Mr. Trump believes human-caused global warming is a hoax, as he did during his presidential campaign. Pruitt did acknowledge that global warming is a real phenomenon that humans actively contribute to in some manner. Speaking at the economic summit in St. Petersburg, Russian President Vladimir Putin joked about allegations that Moscow was involved in computer hacking during last year's presidential election in the U.S. or colluded with aides to President Trump before he took office. U.S. intelligence services say Russia hacked the U.S. Democratic National Committee last year to harm the campaign of Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, a person Mr. Putin despised. The U.N. Security Council has increased international pressure on North Korea to give up its pursuit of a nuclear bomb, adding 14 individuals and 4 companies to its sanctions list. There is growing frustration in the international community with North Korea for its continued defiant behavior. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis spoke today at the annual Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. In addition to showing appreciation to China for their help with North Korea, he said Washington would not accept Beijing's militarization of islands in the South China Sea.
We oppose countries militarizing artificial islands and enforcing excessive maritime claims unsupported by international law. We cannot and will not accept unilateral coercive changes to the status quo.
His remarks dispelled speculation by some that the Trump administration was keeping quiet about the South China Sea in exchange for China's cooperation in dealing with Pyongyang. The fight for Iraq's second most populous city is in its final push, with Islamic State down to just 3 neighborhoods in western Mosul. VOA's Carla Babb spoke with one of the coalition's top generals in Iraq to learn more about the brutal battlefield.
Brigadier General Rick Urieb, the deputy commanding general for U.S.-led coalition forces in Iraq, told VOA that Islamic State has fewer than 1,000 fighters left in Mosul, and the level of desperation from Islamic State fighters is on the rise.
They're losing. They're about to lose. It's not a matter of if, it's when.
The remaining fighters are considered to be among the terror group's toughest, and they have used their time in the city to build weapons caches, booby traps, and tunnel systems. The general says Islamic State continues to take hostages in an effort to bait the coalition into striking civilians. And officials say the terror group's weapon of choice in the city is still vehicle-borne bombs. Islamic State snipers shoot at more than Iraqi forces. They're also shooting civilians trying to flee. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
At least 4 Afghans were killed. It happened when more than 1,000 protesters demanding better security clashed with riot police in Kabul. Voters in Lesotho are at the polls right now, and VOA's Anita Powell has more from Lesotho's capital.
The main contenders in Lesotho's parliamentary election agree on the most important things. The people of this impoverished mountainous nation need improved access to water and electricity, better education and health services, and more job opportunities. These are promises that the previous 2 government coalitions have failed to deliver, as their alliances collapsed amid vicious political infighting. That's why Lesotho is voting Saturday for the 3rd time in 5 years. More than 30 parties are running in 80 districts. Anita Powell, VOA News, Maseru, Lesotho.
And for more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.